Granny then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't be Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you, though, Lum is on the verge of tearing his hair after what happened on her Pine Ridge Princess program yesterday. The widow Abernathy was chosen princess, and when she was asked what she wanted as a grand prize, she said she wanted Lum Eddard for a husband. And, according to the rule, that's what she's supposed to get. Well, in spite of this, Lum's over at the Jotham Down Store carrying on with their broadcasting.
And now, Station BBR brings you a time signal through the courtesy of the Esri C. Strunk Feed Store.
Do your chickens look like a dickens? Do they look like barnyard trash? Go right down to Esri C. Strunk's, get a sack of pullet mash.
Give me a package of Esri C. Strunk's pullet mash, please.
And now for the time. When you hear the gong, the time will be exactly, Grandpap, move your head. I can't see the clock.
Don't fresh me. Don't get that clock stopped long.
Well, hurry up. What time does your watch say?
Oh, well, you can't go by that. Mine's 10 minutes fast.
When you hear the gong, the time will be around, say, 9 o'clock. It's exactly 9:02 and a half. This watch of mine ain't been wrong in 40 years, not once.
Hush up, Grandpap. Lum's trying to give a time signal.
This is Station VPR signing off till 10:30 this morning, at which time you'll hear the Dad Crockett Pastime Pool Hall program featuring the two Macmillan boys and mother in snooker time melodies, followed by Lum Eddard's Tells All at 11 o'clock, and at 11:02, the Mose Moose Pine Ridge Princess program. See you then, folks. Turn off the switch.
I'm doing it. So did Lum, you forgot to grin when you was announcing there today.
Yeah, you'd forget to grin, too, if you was faced with what I am.
Are you still worried about the widow Abernathy thinking she's going to marry you?
Well, that's something to worry about, Granny's.
Well, she can't hold you to that, can she?
I don't know why not. She was chose princess on the Mose Moose show yesterday, and when we told her she could have anything she wanted, it was me.
Yeah, I know. But is that legal?
As near as I can figure out, it is.
Uh-oh.
I went through my law books from giver to giver, and I can't find no way to get out of it.
Well,
I guess I'll be trotting along. Might be a telegram deliver for me to make. Ain't had one for about 3 months now. It's about time, I reckon.
Oh, sure, Grandpap. But try to be back by 10:30. We're going to need you.
All right, all depends on if I'm busy with a telegram deliver. Don't feel like giving up a steady job for radio acting. I don't believe there's much of a future in it.
Yeah, well, try and get back, Grandpap.
Yeah. Grandpap sure takes that telegram deliver business serious, don't he? Well, I don't know what I'm laughing at. I'm the most miserable man in the whole world.
Well, Lum, I don't think that's...
Oh, my goodness, let me hide, Abner.
Hide?
Yeah, look who's coming there. The widow Abernathy. Don't tell her I'm here.
Yeah, well, hey, wait a minute. She ain't coming in here, Lum. Look there, she's heading over to Dick Huddleston. See there?
No, I don't want to look. Getting to where I can't stand the sight of that woman.
Well, if you feel that away now, how are you going to feel after you've been married 10 or 15 years?
Abner, don't say such things.
You said yourself you couldn't figure no way out of it.
Well, I'm going to get out of it, even if there ain't no way. I'll suicide myself first.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's liable to kill you.
Well, couldn't be worse than what I went through last night.
I'll fiddle you.
If she called me up once, she called me up 50 times. Asked me if I wanted to get married in the church or the courthouse, if I wanted her to wear pink or yeller.
Pink or yeller what?
Wedding dress and hat and all that junk.
Oh, well, I'd say yeller match her eyes better. Of course, if they're going by her nose, I'd choose pink.
Well, I ain't choosing no color. You know, what I resent about this more than anything else is that she acts like I'm something she won on a punch board.
Yeah. Well, come to think of it, it is sort of like she got you out of an iron claw machine. Only difference is she never got a handful of peanuts. She might have got cheated, I don't know.
I don't care how she won me, I just ain't going through with it. That's all there are to it. Abner, can't you think of some way to help me?
Well, let's see. There she comes again.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait a minute. She stopped. She's talking to somebody. Cedric, I believe. Yeah, that's who it is, Cedric.
More likely telling him all about her wedding. Granny, I wish it was him she'd marry instead of me.
Why, Lum Eddard, that's the meanest thing I ever heard you say.
Yeah, it is, ain't it? I'm just frantic, so I don't know what I'm saying. Cedric's a good friend of mine.
Why, of course he is. He's way yonder too young for the widder anyway. Besides, I wouldn't want to wish her off on nobody. Not even a varmint like Charlie Redfield.
Charlie, Granny, wait a minute, Abner. That might not be a bad idea. Charlie Redfield. He's the town's most legible widower. Yes, sir, them two might make a nice couple.
Now, just a minute, Long. Just what you got in mind?
Well, Abner, we may as well face the facts. The only way I'm ever going to get out of this thing is to have her fall in love with somebody else and give me up. Ain't that right?
Well, yeah.
And if she falls in love with Charlie, why, he can get out of it because he ain't legal bound to marry her like I am.
Yeah, but what makes you think she's going to fall in love with Charlie?
Well, that's where we come in.
Huh?
We'll start working on Charlie. Brag on the widow. What a wonderful woman she is. What a wonderful cook. That ought to appeal to Charlie the way he likes to eat.
Yeah, he's a eater, all right.
And then if we can get him to show just a little bit of interest in the widow, why, that'll do it. There's one woman that don't need much encouragement.
Yeah, but she thinks she's already got you, Lum. I don't believe she'll take a chance on giving up a sure thing.
Well, what we've got to do there is convince her that she'd be better off married to Charlie than to me.
Yeah. Charlie wouldn't be better off, though.
Well, I said he can get out of it, though, before it's too late. And I can't. I'm stuck.
Yeah. Well, as far as I can see, there's only two things wrong with that little plan.
What do you mean?
Well, for one thing, Charlie's going to see right away you're just trying to shove the widow off on him.
Yeah, I'm feared he would at that.
And the widow's going to figure the same thing. She'll know just sure as the world you're trying to get shut up.
Yeah, well, it was a happy thought for a minute there, anyways. Now, wait a minute. It might still work.
Lom, you might as well draft the whole idea right now.
Well, now, wait. If I can convince Charlie that I don't want to give the widow up, he might go along with it. Folks always want something that somebody else wants, you know.
Yeah, but what about the widow?
Well, we'll have to convince her of the same thing. Make her think I'm crazy about her, but Charlie's even crazier.
He'd have to be.
I'll start working on Charlie, and you start on the widow.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lom. I don't think I'd be very convincing. She'd know right away I was up to something. Better get somebody else, like, let's see, who could we get?
Oh, howdy, Mr. Lom. Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Oh, hello, Cedric. Maybe you could get Grandpa. No, he'd get it all mixed
up. Say, Mr. Lom, I was just across the street talking to the widow Abernathy.
Yeah, we seen you, Cedric. Hey, I know, Lom. Get Squire Skip to work on her. He can convince anybody of anything.
Yeah, but I'd wind up owing him a whole lot of money for it somewhere or other.
Yeah, that's true.
The widow asked me to tell you something about the wedding.
That's all she's been doing for the last 24 hours, trying to tell Lum something about the wedding.
Yeah, I'd rather not hear it if you don't mind, Cedric.
Say, Lum, Cedric would be a good one to hint around to the widow about you and Charlie and all that stuff.
He said it was awful important for me to tell you about the wedding, Mr. Lum.
Cash up, Cedric. We're trying to figure out something here. What do you think, Lum?
Yeah, might work. Cedric, do you still go over and play with that oldest Abernathy boy?
Oh, sometimes. Him and me go squirrel hunting together once in a while.
Well, next time you're over there, you might get to telling the widow how much I'm looking forward to our wedding.
You are?
Oh, he can't hardly wait.
And then you might also mention that you heard that Charlie Redfield was kind of jealous because he sort of had his cap set for himself.
Well, I'll be doggone. I never knowed that.
Well, we never did neither just now.
Well, what do you know about that? Charlie Redfield.
Kind of comical when you stop to think about it.
Well, say, Mr. Lum, that ought to be good news for you, then. You can let Charlie have her. You were saying yesterday how you'd suicide yourself before you'd marry up with the widow.
Oh, well, that's all changed now, Cedric. Lum's crazy about the widow.
He is.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you hear him say he's looking forward to the wedding?
Yeah, that's right. I did hear that. I don't get it.
You don't have to, Cedric. All I want you to do is just get that idea across to the widow.
And don't say we put you up to it, though.
Well, when did you change your mind and swing over this way, Mr. Lum? I know yesterday you couldn't hardly stand to think about her even.
Oh, you must have been mistook, Cedric. I've always had a high regards for that lovely little woman.
Oh, my, yes.
And for that wonderful little family of hers, too, them darling young'uns. Now, there's nine of the preciousest little angels you'd ever want to meet.
Now, Lum, let's keep this down to where a body can believe it.
Yeah, I reckon I am overdoing it a little.
Boy, watch it, kid. You overdone it.
Yes, sir, she's a fine woman. And the only reason I'd give her up is if I thought she'd be happier with somebody else. Like, say, for instance, Charlie Redfield. who is so crazy about her.
Cedric, do you think you get the idea now?
Yes, Mom. I had no idea things was like this, though. Sure surprises me.
Well, that's how it is, Cedric.
Yeah, and so now, next time you're talking to the widow, you can sort of get these ideas across to her.
Well, heck, I can fix this whole thing up right now if you want me to.
Can you sure enough, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, should just let me use your phone here.
Well, go right ahead. Don't just get on it right now.
Yes, Mom.
Now, all you have to do is bring Charlie over to the Ivy Loan, which ain't going to be easy. I'd hate to have a job, I'll tell you that. Believe it's going to take more than her cooking to sell him. Too bad she ain't rich.
Hello, Miss Abernathy. This is Cedric Weehunt. You recollect me? I was talking to you a while ago.
Get on with it, Cedric.
Well, Miss Abernathy, I just found out you was wrong, and it'd just break Mr. Love's heart if you went through with your plan.
Never mind her plan, Cedric. Tell her about Charlie and all.
Yes, Mom, he's just crazy about you. He said so himself.
Get to the part about Charlie, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Well, that's all right. I'm proud to do it. Goodbye. Oh, there. It's all taken care of now.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's all taken care of?
Well, she sent me in here a while ago to tell you the wedding was off because she thought you didn't like her.
Ah.
But now she knows you're crazy about her, she's going to go through with it.